Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is another in the occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 1 and Chapter 9. The historian already mentioned corroborates the accession to power of Archelaus after Herod, describing both the way in which he succeeded to the kingdom of the Jews by the testaments of Herod his father and the decision of Caesar Augustus, and how, when he fell from power after 10 years, his brothers Philip and the younger Herod, together with Lysanias, administered their own tetrarchies. In the 18th book of the Antiquities, the same Josephus explains how Pontius Pilate was given the administration of Judea in the 12th year of Tiberius, for he had succeeded to universal sovereignty after Augustus had held the government for 57 years, and for 10 whole years he remained in office, almost until the death of Tiberius. So that there is clear proof of the forgery of those who recently or formally have issued a series of Pilate's reports about our Savior, for in them the dates mentioned convict the forgers of untruth. They relate that the crime of the Savior's death fell in the fourth consulship of Tiberius, which was the 7th year of his reign. But at that time it has been shown that Pilate was not yet in charge of Judea, if Josephus may be used as a witness, for he clearly shows in the writing quoted from him above that it was actually in the 12th year of the reign of Tiberius that Pilate was appointed procurator of Judea by Tiberius. This ends Book 1 and Chapter 9, and now some notes and commentary. This is obviously a very brief chapter. We've seen some other brief chapters like this thus far in Book 1. The purpose of this chapter seems to be to set a time frame for understanding the life and ministry of Jesus. Eusebius obviously is called the first Christian historian, and he is interested in grounding the story of Jesus and creating a chronology of the life of Jesus in history. Eusebius begins by referring to Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke, as the historian, using the Greek word ha historikos. He cites Luke chapter 3 and verse 1 with his references to the tetrarchies of Philip and of the younger Herod and Lysanias after the deposal of Archelaus. He then turns to Book 18 of Josephus's Antiquities of the Jews, and we can note here how he refers both to Luke and then to Josephus and seems to place them on equal par as valid historians. He trusted the historical writing of Luke alongside that of Josephus. And again, he turns to Josephus then to describe the rule of the Roman governor Pontius Pilate over Judea for a space of about 10 years. He rejects as spurious a series of supposed reports about the Savior, which Kirsip Lake, the translator, identifies in a footnote as the Acta Pilata, or the Acts of Pilate, noting that they are, as Lake puts it, Christian forgeries of uncertain date. And so, again, Eusebius is rejecting these reports as spurious, saying that they do not come from the time of Pilate. And in fact, he says that one of the reasons that he knows that these reports have been forged or fabricated is that they wrongly place the time of Pilate's rule. They claim within these documents that Pilate had come to the throne during the 7th year of Tiberius's reign, but he cites Josephus as saying Pilate only became the governor of Judea in the 12th year of Tiberius's reign. So the chronology of the rule of Pilate is inaccurate in the Acta Pilata, and therefore it is not an accurate report of something that Pilate actually recorded about the trial of Jesus. Again, we see that Eusebius is keen firmly to ground the life of Jesus in historical reality. He's got a high view of Luke as a historian, but he can reject an apocryphal writing like the Acts of Pilate as something that isn't worthy of consideration because it is spurious, it was written under a pseudonym, and is not historically reliable. This ends this installment, and look forward to speaking with you in the next one in this series through the ecclesiastical history. Till then, take care, and God bless.